This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. Parenting is a core part of housewives, and my new fave friend of is ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. ByHeart's mission is simple: make the best formula in the world while using the latest in breast milk science. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. And ByHeart formula is clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus a leading infant formula. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code AndysGirls for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. You know whose skin I envy? My dear best friend, J-Lo's. I have been a J-Lo superfan since day one. Every docuseries, every movie, I am all in. And I have had the pleasure of meeting Jennifer Lopez. And let me tell you what, she is a glow. And now I'm thinking about The Wedding Planner. So, Chris Manzo, we have a movie we need to rent. And yes, we need to talk about J-Lo's beauty regimen, the goddess of glow herself. She's just shared her secret 5 S's to ageless skin: serum, sunscreen, supplements, sleep, and sano. In Spanish, vivir sano means live a healthy, sane life. It's the foundation of her new J-Lo beauty line. P.S. Did I pronounce Spanish better or worse than Vicky Gumbelson at Ondelez? Get that J-Lo glow for yourself with J-Lo Beauty's deluxe kit, the one-and-done skincare solution clinically proven to tighten and lift for instant, long-lasting results. It gives your skin a smoother, visibly brighter look, improves the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, and protects against UVAs and UVBs. My personal favorite is that blockbuster hydrating cream. I am obsessed with a cream that does not make my skin feel oily, which is why I'm obsessed with J-Lo's. I get that kind of dewy glow. So if you're tired of trying to crack your own skincare code, try J-Lo Beauty for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. Want that J-Lo glow? Head to jlobeauty.com/AndysGirls and get a special gift of 4 free masks for AGs. Head to jlobeauty.com/AndysGirls for 4 free masks and free shipping today. jlobeauty.com/AndysGirls. The only thing better than watching TV is taking it personally. You guys, it's taking it personally. Listen, we were going to talk about a show, and we are going to talk about that show, but we need to talk about another show first. So welcome back to Tip, Bravoholic and content creator Christine Biancavilla. Christine, how are we?
We're good. We're in a silly, goofy mood.
We truly were like, let's continue recording, but do a little episode of hot goss between the two of us before we do. So listen, I know that we are going to talk about, and I wrote it down because I can never remember the title and keep calling it Making the Band, America's Sweethearts, Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders on Netflix, a show I highly recommend. But in the meantime, so I know that Love Island US, I was about to call it USA and then I forgot the name of our country, has been US, maybe A.
We're very patriotic over here.
We are so patriotic. Make America Ariana again. So I support Ariana in all of her endeavors. I did not watch or vote for her on Dancing with the Stars. I did not see Chicago, although I absolutely attend probably seeing her in her August run.
Yes, she's back.
Which I absolutely plan to support by posting about it, but I'm not great sometimes with like some of the follow-ups. If Dancing with the Stars is not on Bravo and I have to remember what ABC is, it's tough for me to make that kind of commitment, but I fully support her and wanted her to be the champion without doing an ounce of effort.
I love
associated.
That.
Thank you so much. So knowing that she was going to host Love Island USA, I was like, fully support this, posting about it, love it. She could not look more gorgeous.
Insane.
I put on Instagram that she's single-handedly running an It Gets Better campaign,
yes,
for women everywhere with like one of her stunning like beauty images from Love Island. But I wasn't intending necessarily to watch it, except I heard from so many people and saw on social, most especially from you, that was like Love Island USA, again, USA or US, whatever, potato, potato. Love Island America was like so good, so good, so good. You have to watch. So the other day, I was like, let me fucking
peer pressure works.
Peer pressure works. I have been given permission by AGs to skip After Sun.
Yes, no need to do that.
Which is like kind of the after show. I heard once you get to, I almost called it Villa Rosa. What's it called? Casa Amiga?
Casa Amor.
Casa Amor.
Villa Rosa.
And I've seen Love Island UK. I've seen several seasons of it, but I haven't seen it in a minute.
Yeah.
And I know, I forgot how many episodes a season is. I just remember it's literally 47 episodes.
Yeah.
So in essentially an hour and a half, because I'm stuck at home. What else can I do? So in addition to watching Orange County 15, which I needed to get through before the 18th premiere, I started watching this season of US. I'm on episode, I want to say 13. It might be 14. I'm almost there. I know that there are 10 episodes to go. I have seen too much because I made the decision to stay on Instagram and continue being a human person, even though I'm very behind. So I know that
I'm sorry.
I know that something happens there. I know that this isn't really a spoiler, but I guess it is. I know that Rob's in some shit and Aaron's in some shit, but I don't want to know anything. And I'm closing my eyes while I'm talking to you because I don't want to know. And something with Kaylor maybe and some other stuff. Suffice it to say, I am working through and it's great.
I'm so happy that you're here in this journey because it's fantastic television. And as someone who, I watched the first season, I'm a Love Island UK girly. It's superior. I've watched like two seasons of Love Island Australia, which is fine. Like it's nothing to write home about. No offense. And I watched the first season of Love Island USA, like when it came out, and I was like, okay, like whatever, this kind of sucks. And like then I started the second season and I was like, this show is so bad, like compared to Love Island UK, that's like superior. So I have not watched any other season of Love Island USA because it does not compare to UK. Like it just doesn't. It's not that girl. And I did the same thing when peer pressure got to me after like the first week of it.
Of this season.
And everyone was like, no, like you. And I was like, okay, like it can't be that good. Like, what the hell are you people talking about? And boy, was I wrong. And I wasn't even planning to watch it because Ariana was the host. The hosts are on it for 4 seconds. Like, they're not even like, it's not like she's in every episode. So I was like, I can support her from afar. Like, good job.
We like her posts on Instagram. Right, exactly. We're big fans.
But there was no reason for me to tune in. And it is so fantastic. And the people that they cast are just top tier television material. It's a perfect show. I love it. I'm sorry that I doubted you early on. And here I am. And I'm fully caught up. So I'm going to like go and watch the new episode tonight. But I won't give any spoilers.
I do have to say, you could maybe make the argument that other competition shows, because all these people keep talking about it, it's a competition, it's a game. We're finding our winner. Right, love,
like you are winning. It's money at the end. Like, well, you win money.
It's winning attention. Yeah. It's winning more, not right, notoriety, but it's winning. You're winning fame.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a little bit of a check. So, because taxes.
Yeah, after taxes. Yeah. Right. And if you split it with the person.
So there are competition shows where I guess maybe the stakes are different or you just feel like kind of breezing in. You cannot do that to me, I would argue, with Love Island, which is why it's hard for people who've seen it before to commit, because you know it's going to be 9,000 episodes that you have to watch. But I would say, and I'm not always a purist, but I do think you need to start with the first episode of each season and
work through it. You can't start
halfway through.
No, you won't
understand anything.
Oh, no. I didn't even know that there were people that did that, because that's psychotic. Like, you have to, you don't just do
the Casa Amor.
No.
You
don't have to start from season one of USA.
Yeah.
Just start from the beginning of this season, which is season 6.
Oh, yeah. You just shouldn't have to do any of that.
But you can't just jump in on episode like 32. That's that's insane. So yeah, if you're looking for something to watch on Peacock, that's the one. It's so good. And I am also watching UK this season.
Oh, is it happening at the same time?
It's on at the same time.
Nightmare. Jesus.
I'm not watching with a VPN. Like, I'm just watching as they come out on Hulu. So I think it's like a week or two behind on Hulu. So, yeah, I'm watching on Hulu. Love Island UK is good this season. It's always good. But USA, if I would prioritize USA.
My brain has not done enough Pilates in which to contain both.
No, and it's very
UK
hard.
And US. I wouldn't be able to do it.
It is.
I would get confused.
It is like, it's a job. I kid you not. It is so hard to keep, because there's like 30 people that come in and out of that villa on any, like, throughout the whole season, because you have bombshells, you have people coming in, you have people getting voted off, you have this, you have that. To have two of them at the same time, it is difficult to keep straight. It is no easy task. I am doing it because I am for the people, but it's very hard and I'm tired.
Also, one of the reasons that I didn't give a shit about US was I was like, I don't need American accents.
No, I don't want to hear
a different language.
Right, exactly. I want to hear people like talk how they talk.
But also there are some
there's a Brit, there's an Australian.
Right.
And it's fun. It's super fun. And like, I just love these people.
So the synopsis of Love Island, essentially, for those who are late in the game, and truly, as someone who watches, you know, extremely important or whatever historic television, usually a decade after it comes out, you know, we have each other's number. So it's like you start with a core group of people and the goal is for you to potentially meet your mate. So you start to get to know each other, and then it's like, who's going to couple up and share a bed? And then other people get introduced, and then it becomes a little
bit of bombshells.
The bombshells have entered the villa, and then it becomes a question of like, is the boy going to choose the, what is the thing of like, this boy, I'm going
to
choose.
I'd like to couple up with this boy because he's genuine and we've been in here together since day dot. That was a horrible accent.
I loved it.
And so the boy that I'd like to couple up with is Aaron.
But it's like 10 years later.
Yeah.
The one thing producers told them is like, remove all of your clothing and also wait an hour and a half before you say the name.
People say the recoupling like things like take so long because it's like it's a voice that like speaks to them in the villa, because Ariana's not, the host is not at the recouplings all the time.
Right. It's Hunger Games. But
yeah.
Love.
And it'll be exactly. But so it'll be hunger. A voice that's like, okay, right. Wait, stop. Start over, like,
oh my god,
it's interesting.
That
yeah.
That one, that's a little.
It's literally
Truman
like the voice of God.
That's
being
a little
like,
too Truman Show for me.
Okay, like Kendall, it's your turn. Stand up, and then they'll stand. Yeah.
So essentially, at certain points, there are competitions where you just get to win making out with somebody. Really, yeah. That's the prize, and then you sort of are voted off of the island depending on your chemistry, or
right.
Maybe there's some strategy of like, I haven't necessarily fallen in love with someone yet, so I'm going to partner up with my friends.
Right,
so that
a
friendship couple, so that you don't get cast off the island and then new people constantly get introduced.
Right.
So it's like, do I stay with this person who after 15 minutes I said I was going to love forever, or do I go with this new girl because I think
right.
she's hot?
Because we are feeling a spark and you can't deny the spark.
And then
Casa Amor
is... So tell me again, I just forgot, even though I've seen multiple episodes of UK, multiple seasons of UK. So that's where they go on like a fantasy?
Yes. Yeah, so it's they separate the boys and the girls. Mm-hmm. And it's a very like this is a hetero based.
Oh, it's super like, heteronormative.
Like, so just that from the get go. That's what we're diving into.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So just like we're not being politically correct here. Like that's what
it's not diverse when it comes to sexuality.
Absolutely not at all. They split up the boys and the girls, and it's different who gets taken out, whether the boys go to Casa, the girls go to Casa, whatever it is. And then they're separated for I think what normally is 4 days, and they bring in 6 new people.
4 days.
Yeah, it's like four days.
Okay, it's been a minute.
Bring in however many girls are in Casa, say it's 6 girls, they bring in 6 new boys, and then for the girls, and they bring in 6 new girls for the boys, and then they see if their connection is better. They, you know, and then if you bring on the last night, you can either bring back a new guy or a new girl from Casa and recouple with them. And then say if your partner who you were coupled up with in the villa doesn't pick someone and is left single, they're like single and vulnerable. Or you can choose to stay loyal and stay loyal to whoever you were with in the villa and not couple up. So yeah, that's Casa Amor. And it just happened on UK and on US actually.
And then there's also, so like maybe the two most famous, I think, of the games or scenarios, Casa Amor and then Movie Night.
Movie Night.
Movie Night is where they show footage
yes.
of your significant other fucking up.
Yeah.
And they either get embarrassed in front of everybody.
Exactly. And they just had Movie Night on US. Part two was last night. I'm not going to say anything, but it was explosive. And it was phenomenal television. It made me laugh. It made me cry. It made me angry. But here we are. We're trucking along. And yeah, it's a great show.
So if I'm on episode 14-ish, what episode was last night?
You know what?
I think it's 25 or 26.
If I open...
Because the last time that I looked at Hulu to see how much...
I'm opening the Peacock.
Okay. How much longer of a journey I have to go, it was like a fucking second.
No, Peacock. So yeah, I think tonight would be episode... I'm not top movies. Season 6, which is right now. Last night was episode 27.
Fuck me.
Yeah. And they're like an hour and a half each, which
it's
like
5 days a week.
Thank God. It's six days a week.
So you can't. I'm trying to. It's like when you get out a credit card. It's like I'm trying to catch up.
It's crazy.
I'm just paying the minimum. Yeah. So then I can't.
And there's no new Wednesdays. There's no new episode on Wednesdays. And then also one day of the week
Lord's day.
Is either like Unseen Bits or After Sun, which I don't watch. The only like clips I'll watch from After Sun is like if it makes it to Twitter and it's like a good clip of like Ariana talking to Maura Higgins. So that I'll watch, but you don't have to watch the whole episode.
So I've been told to watch After Sun moments, including Ariana, and that something happens after Casa Amor. I do not want to know.
No, yeah, I won't
say
anything.
But that I've been told to watch those
yes.
After Suns.
When you're ready, I will send you that After Sun.
I'm telling you right now
on Twitter.
My solemn vow, we're recording this Friday afternoon. I'm going to be caught up by Monday.
Perfect.
I only
it's
have
gonna, also, it's
13,
gonna like, yeah.
except they're going to keep going and I have to catch up.
Yeah, but it's fine because it's only tonight and Saturday and Sunday. And one of those, I think Sunday is After Sun, if I'm correct.
Okay.
We have not. It's going to rain this weekend. So
great.
What else are we doing?
Well, that would actually be probably a good time for me to go outside if it was less hot.
Oh.
But it's probably going to be equally hot, just gross.
Yeah, it's going to be muggy. Muggy. Feeling mugged off.
I can't believe so many people told me to watch and I knew it was going to be a commitment and I didn't want to make the commitment. And then I started to watch and I was like, I fucking love
it.
No, don't tell me anything.
No. I have a fun fact that actually is a segue and I'm not. So.
Oh, my God.
Kendall. You know Kendall.
Yeah. He's a boy.
Yeah. He's a boy. He used to date.
No. Who? Not Victoria.
No. The girl, Ariana. The one who was too short for the team on Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. Used to date.
No,
yes.
Not Ari.
Yes.
Shut.
Yes.
Up.
They used to date. How crazy is that?
And the reality TV world. Did she say he's? Don't even tell me if she said he's a piece of shit. I don't want to know.
No. I'm not saying anything.
Okay. Because he's still funny.
It's fine. I'm not saying anything.
Okay. I'm gonna just close my eyes as I say this. I'm quite literally closing my eyes. He's still funny and charismatic by episode 14. So you know, usually the surprise is like the girls are kinder than maybe our stereotypical expectations might be and the guys are worse. That's usually like the indicator at the end of every season. I say this literally not looking at Christine in the face. The other thing I do want to say,
I'm just sitting here smiling.
The other thing I do want to just say about Love Island, and then we will 100% shift over to like Team Cheer, DCC, is you watch these people walk in, they're all in bikinis, they're all gorgeous. And so there is this idea that like, you know, we're going to stereotype people and be like, when they list their occupation, I can't even think of it. It's going to be, you know, apologies, but like influencer or whatever.
Yeah, blah, blah, and a like, lot of them are I, or, you
and
know.
And a lot of them are. And we love the influencer community, but it's a lot of people getting their master's degrees. They're certified, yada, yada. They're professionals. They're working on these incredible careers. It's like unbelievable, especially for this season, or maybe I just haven't seen it in a minute, when they go in and they're like, I want to find true love and I'm 25 and I'm like literally a senator. And I'm thinking, oh my God, these people are so qualified. They're working on these incredible things. It's just very cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, the cast is fantastic.
It really is. They did a great job. They did a
really good. It's a good job.
All right. We do need to shift over to the world of DCC. There is a show that broke through. I watched it, I think, 1 3/4 times. America's Sweethearts, Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders. It's on Netflix. The making of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Yes.
From initial auditions, they go through a zillion people submitting online, narrow it down to, I want to say like 70 people, but I think that might be totally wrong. And yeah. then narrow it down to who's going to make training camp. And then over the course of training camp, they narrow it down until they make their final team of
36.
And so that's the scenario.
Yeah.
It used to be a show on
CMT called Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders Making the Team.
Okay.
And so it was on the country music channel or CMT. Yeah, whatever the country music
channel is. Because I remember it
yeah.
many years
moons ago.
When I don't even think it was on CMT, because I don't know that I know what that is.
You would if you like saw the logo.
Okay.
It's like a random, like, I feel like everyone like gets CMT. It's just like a channel that people get. I don't think it's like a special channel.
When I saw this pop up on Netflix, it was like a channel opened in my brain because I had forgotten about the show.
It's a core memory when you really, you're like, whoa. Or it's like an unearthed memory.
Because I liked the original show.
It was so perfect and so toxic. It's, I grew up like as a stan. I mean, I grew up like dancing. Mm. And so I loved any like I loved So You Think You Can Dance. I loved Cowboys Cheerleaders. Like I used to watch that show religiously, which I mean, probably not great for like a young girl. But you know what? Whatever. Mm. And I watched it all through like they had a season in COVID. I watched that. Like it was on through, I think, like 2021. And
holy
then
shit.
There was like a few years ago, they announced like the show was ending and I was literally devastated. Like I was like, DCC Making the Team is ending, like my life is over. I was so pissed. And then now they came out with on Netflix and I hope that they continue season after season. Like I hope they're filming the auditions that are happening right now, because it's amazing.
Okay, couple questions. Had you seen every season?
Not every season, but like there was like a point when I was like in high school and like middle school, like watching it, like
okay.
Like I would tune in to okay. it. And then recently, actually, I went back after the one on Netflix and watched one of the older seasons.
I need to do that.
Just like for fun. Mm. It's on Amazon Prime if you have Paramount Plus.
Okay.
And I think I did. Yeah. Do I have? I guess I do have Paramount Plus or maybe someone I know has it. But anyway, I just love that show. And I know people like say stuff about it. Like I get it. No, like it's not like the most healthy thing to watch, but like it's fantastic.
So I did a little Google before you came over to the cloth like 6 years ago when we first started recording, and thank you so much for giving me your entire day. And I read something, I don't know if this is true, but I read that Kelly and Judy or Kelly and Charlotte Jones were producers on the CMT version and aren't on Netflix. I might be getting that 100% wrong.
That sounds right. I mean, if because Netflix, I feel like, is such a bigger
deal
that
right.
they probably wouldn't give someone producer credit like that. Like, I don't see that. That's not like shocking to me, but I'm sure that's true.
It makes you kind of think a little bit about maybe it's the obvious part of this, which is the Netflix version is darker and more critical, or at least more open about how toxic this world can be and about maybe how poorly these women are being treated.
Yeah, no, the Netflix version is definitely darker in a sense that you get to see the effect that this has on the women. The CMT version was dark in its own way because it was just like, I mean, and again, like it's a team. You have to be like, it's a certain like physical shape. You like, it's like, you know, if you're a football player or something, mm-hmm. but it's like dark in a sense that like you would have these women being like, okay, like literally saying like, look at your love handles. You don't fit into this uniform. And it was dark in that way. But then you never saw the effects of what happened to these women after like going home. And so here the Netflix is kind of like opening up and you see what goes on behind the scenes of like these women's lives and how they don't get paid. They don't like, they're all coming after like working 12 hours a day to rehearse for 3 more hours. It wasn't really like, it was dark in its own way.
much like Jennifer Aiden on her last appearance on Watch What Happens Live, and I do mean last. When it comes to summer, I need to keep hydrated, and that's why I love Fiji water. Jen's thirst might not ever be quenched, but with Fiji water, mine always is. Fiji water is Earth's finest water. Unlike the other two top premium bottled water brands, Fiji water's electrolytes are 100% naturally occurring. Fiji water has more than double the electrolytes as the other two top premium bottled water brands, giving it its signature soft, smooth taste. And that's why Fiji water is the number one premium imported bottled water brand in the U.S. And P.S., Fiji water has a perfectly balanced 7.7 pH. Get stocked up on Fiji water this summer and visit your local retailer to pick up some today. Alexis Bellino, imagine how much better her season could have gone if she had just simply quenched that thirst. And my recommendation? It's not just water, it's Fiji water. There are so many fall rituals I'm so excited to get back into, like seeing which $50,000 ring Lisa Barlow is going to lose next. And of course, there's one ritual that deserves to be added back to your fall priorities in addition to Salt Lake: daily hydration and energy from Liquid IV. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier and Energy delivers 100 milligrams of natural caffeine plus 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, so you can accomplish all the things you want and need to do, minus getting Monica back to the cast. I focus every day on making sure I have enough electrolytes. When I wake up and before I go to sleep at night, I am making sure that my electrolytes are on the up and up so that I can stay there too. And also at the end of the night, when I'm looking for a little SGKK, I add Liquid IV to seltzer and I have a little bit of a seltzer spritz. For me, faster hydration is not just about workouts. It's about ensuring that my quality of life is good. It's an all-in-one formula that provides mind and body energy plus hydration that leaves you feeling focused, alert, and ready to take on anything. Tear, pour, live more. One stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. That's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. With 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, it's always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Start a new fall ritual with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Andy at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Andy at liquidiv.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have some definite self-care non-negotiables. Number one, when temps go down, I need to have a daily stroll. Sometimes those walks are longer than on other days, but what's most important for me is getting outside. It's easy to let priorities slip, and that's where self-care comes in. And when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. I have been going to therapy since 2018, and there has been such a huge shift in my life ever since. It's the single best decision that I made for myself. It's helpful for me personally with positive coping skills, how to set boundaries with loved ones. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/andyscrolls today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/andyscrolls.
It feels like Miss America teamed up with some sort of maybe Truman Show, which I alluded to a little bit in our AG classic, a little Truman Show, a little Big Brother. It's sort of all-encompassing, never-ending
the framework and microscope these women are under. And listen, if you have any kind of struggle or identity with body dysmorphia, it might not be the show for you.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's a good disclaimer.
Because there's such a focus on bodies through the lens of like what a man will find sexy. Mm-hmm. And they talk about weight loss in really, really coded language with like toning up, getting healthy. And they also talk about eating in a way that is very sort of scary to me when they talk about a woman needing to fuel. Like, mm-hmm. are you fueling? What they're saying is, are you putting enough food, enough nutrition in your body to survive so that, you know, you can survive, but also right. do a high kick,
right.
but also not so much that we don't see you as quote unquote healthy right. or toned or firm or whatever. It's like, it's a little bit of a trap for some of these women yeah. who, you know, it just, it really can leave a really, really lasting mark. It's very, it can be tough in that way to watch.
Yeah, for sure. I think if you have any history or struggle with any of that, I wouldn't watch it. For sure. That's a good disclaimer. But yeah, that aside, it's so interesting to see like what it takes like with these women to like make this team. It's crazy. Like, it's nuts.
Well, I mean, like what you give up, first off, all of these women are enormously talented.
Yeah.
And this is not necessarily the episode to be like, why do they want this? No, they all want it.
They all want it. And that's that.
Like, I want it for them. This is the biggest thing you'll ever do for many of these women. They identify as that.
Right.
Although then there's also the conflict of like, don't tell me I peaked when I was 24. You know, like that's a whole Caroline, God bless her, Kat, God bless her. Like there's a lot of, you know, what happens next after this? Like, what do I do with the rest of my life? But also these women want this thing. It's a huge fucking deal. You could potentially monetize it down the road, although we will get yeah. to the money, I'm sure. But it's no one is taking away, or at least I'm not taking away from the fact that these women really want it. And it can yeah. be an incredible sisterhood.
For sure.
They can take a lot of value out of this. There's a lot of strength. You have people with you in your corner. I personally believe that Kelly really loves these women.
Yeah.
Judy, like they're Judy, right?
Yeah.
Charlotte we'll get to. But like, I am not going to, you know, sit in this office with this microphone and say like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm sitting in judgment.
It's an amazing accomplishment.
It's an like amazing accomplishment. And you're also in the bubble when you're watching, yeah. you're in the bubble.
And it's like, you get to say you're on like literally the best cheerleading team
in
the world. Like the, yeah. these women are like crazy.
And
like,
the most famous.
Yeah. Like they are they're incredible.
They're ambassadors. Athletes. They're considered, it's yeah. Miss America. Like yeah. you're going, instead of a crown, you have pom poms, but like you essentially, we look at you as you're wearing it.
Literally, I'm obsessed with all of them.
You're doing charity work, you're seeing the kids, you're seeing people of all ages. Everyone is fangirling out, yeah. men, women, children. It's a big fucking deal. To me, the initial part of this, there are these women who are coming in. They're all fucking superstars. Their dance ability is goddamn insane. You can't just be an excellent dancer, though. You have to have that charisma. You have to have that something
special.
You
have to have the it factor.
You have to have the it factor. And then the line of judges is like, you know, so-and-so might be a former cheerleader or might be a coach somewhere, God bless. But then also, this guy owns a hair salon. He's a weatherman with a shih tzu. Like,
right. He's the own, fits the boots on the girls.
He fits the boots on the girls.
And this is the hairstylist that does your makeovers. Like, it's amazing.
And the fact that it does seem like these people have an equal role, people who but maybe that's the way that they want to kind of look at these women of like, who's going to be an audience member in the stands?
Right.
What's their perspective? It's just wild.
And you want unbiased opinions, because also like they say, like with like legacies, if it was just Kelly and Judy picking them, like,
yeah.
and you cheered with that person's mother or aunt or sister, like you don't want to be in that lens.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly, like, I will commend them, like the way that they make the team and they go through all of these rounds and they have all of these people's input is very fair. Like, it's like they have like it's not just Kelly and Judy picking these girls.
Right.
It's like 20 people.
Yeah.
And it's like that I find very interesting and like fair in a sense that it's not just them picking. Like, you really go through all of these rounds of people and you have all of these voices. It's not just who they want, which I think is interesting.
Listen, I'm all about team fair.
Yeah.
But also, I don't love, and I get this, this is like the world or whatever. I don't love that the vets have to re-audition like the newbies.
Oh my God. See, I kind of like am obsessed with that.
Because it just makes me, I get so
nervous. I mean, it makes me feel sick, but.
Right. Because it's excellent television. I'm not, but I also am like, no, the vets deserve it. They've been through all of this. They've gone through this, all of this before. Do not reject them now. It gives me so much panic. And the fact that some of the vets didn't make training camp was devastating.
Oh, it's so hard to watch. And that's the thing, like what, when Kelly and Judy, they used to say this on the CMT show, they're like, we don't bring a vet to training camp to then cut her because they would never do that to them. Like,
that would be
like, if she's going to be cut, it has to be before training camp or else that's just like a horrific thing to do. So I that aspect is fine. But like, like you do see it, like some of these women get like outdanced by this like talent, which is crazy. Like I'm sitting here as someone who could literally like never do that. Like that, like they're incredible people. Like I have no, you know, they're amazing, but it's crazy because you see it and you're like, okay, you have all these like new rookies who are amazing, amazing dancers, and sometimes you get outdanced.
Sometimes you do get outdanced, and sometimes it seems like they want some of these people to get outdanced.
Oh my God, it's hard to watch. It makes me literally physically sick. I'm like, I cannot watch them cut this vet. It's so bad.
So just by way of introduction, so there are cheerleaders who some people may be familiar with if they've seen the CMT show. There's Kelly, who's been seemingly with
Kelly Finglass.
Kelly Finglass, former DCC, Dallas Cowboy, we all call it DCC, Dallas
DCC.
Cowboy cheerleaders. So she is the director.
Director.
And then there's Judy,
who's the choreographer.
Yeah. They sort of walk in alignment on a lot. They have their own language with each other. They're very close. Mm-hmm. They can kind of battle it out. And then also from a leadership perspective, well, there's Kelsey, right? Did I just fuck up her name?
Kelsey's a vet.
Who, like, to me is kind of like the face of senior leadership within the team. Like,
right.
She's
within this year's team.
Yeah. Yeah. Apologies. And it's her last year with the team, which is very sad. But she's incredible. She's to me an angel on earth. But then there's also leadership from the team itself with a big fucking role in, what they want to chat about, Charlotte Jones, who is Jerry Jones, who's the owner of the Cowboys. Yeah. His family owns his goddamn thing. She's his daughter and has a significant role in saying how this is all going to go.
She's like the marketing person, I think, for the
team.
Yeah.
For like the team.
Yeah. The Cowboys. Yeah. And then has this role also.
And also her daughter's involved in just sort of walking cheerleaders over to get fired during, that seems to be
that's
her.
Charlotte's daughter?
Yeah.
Wait, yep. Michelle?
I forget her name.
Wait.
No, not the woman. Who's like the mom of the team.
Yeah.
The young lady who helps walk over initially when they.
I need to look at her.
She's Jerry's granddaughter, Charlotte's daughter. So there has been a lot of feedback throughout the years of the fact that, you know, spoiler alert, people in the NFL make a shit ton of money when it comes to the players, and certainly a lot of people who are helping with other forms of leadership on the teams. And historically, cheerleaders have been fucked financially, and it's been a huge point of contention of the standards that they're being set upon, the fact that they have to sign a no fraternization policy. No frat policy with the football players. There's a lot of expectations on them. They have to go through all of this rigorous, nonstop, microscopic judgment of their analysis of their bodies because they have to, quote unquote, fit the uniform. It needs to look a certain way to leadership. And also they're not paid, which is huge.
They're really, paid really, like however many, like what is it, a game? Like I forget. It was,
it's like they're paid like $50 a game or something.
Something insane.
Kat, who is, there are two former DCCs who talk certainly more openly than other people in the cast feel comfortable, understandably so, about the fact that it's sort of like you're working in fast food. Mm-hmm. That's essentially what your hourly is to be a DCC. And also the vast majority of these people, because you need to pay the bills, are working their full-time job or going to school full-time. And then at night, their focus is on rehearsals and everything else. And the response from our dear friend Kelly and Judy and certainly Charlotte.
Well, Charlotte.
It's mostly Charlotte. I mean, it's Charlotte. It's like in the, and then I think Kelly has to like echo it. Charlotte's a piece of shit. Is Charlotte's response is, it is an honor to be a part of this. And also, we wouldn't want people becoming a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader for the money.
Okay.
You have to pass a purity test on every goddamn level.
Yeah. Why don't you say that to your football players?
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? If you, do you think like your football players have a day job as like a nurse practitioner? It's crazy. Like, it really is crazy. And that gets me going. Like, no, you sign multi-million dollar contracts and that's your job. Okay, we'll do it with the girls then. Go ahead.
And also, you're making a ton of fucking money.
It's crazy.
You can't say that we're just like, we have to cut, you know, costs or whatever to afford to make this happen just for joy. You're, this
it's
is
so crazy. It's a multi-million, billion dollar. I mean, when they redid their, the training facility, the Star, it was like a $1 billion renovation.
Right. And
they're build, whatever it was. Like, it's crazy.
They're expecting essentially taxpayers to eat some of that cost. And they're also expecting these women to make the sacrifice to be a part of this joyous team.
Right.
Versus, what's our expectation here? Why are we making their lives more challenging after, because they're doing these, some like the splits in the air and all that shit.
The jump split.
The jump. Thank you so much. Like, these women, many of them have lifelong injuries after the fact because of their body going through this. And also on top of the work and potential injuries and whatever else, they're working full time. Why wouldn't you make their lives, God forbid, easier so that they can focus on being a part of your cheerleading squad by paying them an amount of money that's livable, that's fair, so that they can have one job while they're doing this and not seven.
Right. And if they want to go to school at the same time, fine, they can do that. But like, they should make a salary that an employee makes, like a normal employee salary. Right. Like, or I mean, they, please, more is better, but like at the bare minimum, like, yeah, it's crazy. Minimum. Like, because you're asking these women to perform, and it's not that they don't just like do their opening dance and then they go sit inside. Like, no, they're on the field the same amount of time as the football players. They're on the whole time, if not more, because they're out there pre-show dance, Thunderstruck. So,
which is incredible.
Incredible. So like, it's just
and hours of
really,
hair and makeup.
Really insane that they, by the way, that they do themselves. They don't have hair and makeup that does it for them.
It has to be professional. And then after the games, Kelly sits in the locker room and uses professional photography to zoom in on people's eyelashes and say, what's going on with your eyebrows? You need to fix this.
Right. You need to do it differently, or you need to use a different shade of this or that. Like, it's crazy. They deserve a lot more money.
So I just want to share what Charlotte said during the show, because I thought it was an LOL when I found the quote. So Charlotte Jones, who has bajillions of dollars, who's making, I think, like $1 million a year or something. I Googled it at some point the first time I watched the season before I watched it a second time, says there's a lot of cynicism around pay for NFL cheerleaders, as it should be. They're not paid a lot. But the facts are, they actually don't come here for the money. They come here for something that's actually bigger than that to them. They have a passion for dance. There are not a lot of opportunities in the field of dance to get to perform at an elite level. It is about being a part of something bigger than themselves. It is a sisterhood that they are able to form about relationships that they can have for the rest of their life. They have a chance to feel like they are valued, they are special, and they are making a difference. When the women come here, they find their passion and they find their purpose. As if to say, the point of sisterhood is sacrifice.
No, insane. Charlotte and her colored contacts. I don't know if she wears them, but...
Does she wear
them? No, I don't think she does.
Oh, okay.
Can I tell you something crazy? I saw her once. This was like maybe 5-6 years ago at a restaurant in Miami.
Uh-oh.
And she was like two tables down from me. And when I tell you, I was like, holy shit. I was like, that's Charlotte Jones. That's Charlotte Jones. That's Charlotte Jones. I was shook. I didn't say.
Did she seem cool?
I mean, she was at a table with like three other people.
She was ordering fuel from the menu.
She was ordering fuel. Yeah. I obviously didn't say anything, but I was like, oh my God, that's Charlotte. Like, that's Charlotte. Shook.
I don't hate her, but I do think we're not dumb people.
Yeah, no.
And to just consistently assume that, God forbid, majority women athletics, which is what this is. It is a fucking sport. Like, yeah, it is a skill. Nuts. What they are doing requires enormous talent, dedication, and sacrifice. And the fact that the only sacrifice, which is seen as a compliment, that like, in order to do this thing for us, we need to make sure you're here for the right reasons. Well, what are your reasons for all of this? If we're making sure things are done for the right reasons, then you guys shouldn't be making a fucking dollar from this. You should be donating it to charity or something else, instead of assuming that every single woman joining the team is happy to be her own individual 501c3.
Right. No, it's crazy. It's crazy nonsense. Like, they need to pay these girls. And hopefully, like, after this... like, because I feel like there's so much surrounding this after the Netflix show came out. Like, maybe there'll be changes. Maybe there won't be. But, like, it's crazy. I'm glad people, like, I feel like it's now more people, like, know about it. Because I feel like I was, like, on an island watching DCC making the team.
Well, I feel like the other part of it is, you know, this show, the Netflix show, and again, I do think it has to do with, like, not having a producer credit and having more creative freedom, is that you're talking about things, I think, more intensely, or at least being open to talking about things involving compensation and also safety.
Right.
Kelsey talks about the fact that some fucking guy, because they're surrounded by, some of these fans are literal stalkers. Yeah. I mean, quote unquote fans. One person put an air tag
on her car.
They're coached, don't give anybody your contact information. Don't give anything. You know, when they do photo ops, they make sure to have a football there so that the fan is holding a football, God forbid, so that they're not, like, holding these women's bodies.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So Kelsey has to deal with the fact that she thinks that someone, or knows that someone now knows where she lives. It's a significant security issue. And then poor sweet Sophie, on the most important game of the day, when there's like Dolly Parton and stuff, is assaulted.
Touched.
On the field by a photographer. I mean, allegedly, by a photographer who is, you know, the police become involved. She wants to make a statement, you know, potentially file charges, as well she should. And then, spoiler alert, even though this game is being shot by zillions of photographers and videographers, I guess the police can't find footage. So the charges are either dropped, or I don't know if it was dropped or not.
I think there was not substantial evidence, because they couldn't do anything without evidence.
And this woman was violated at her place of work,
literally,
by somebody else seemingly who was also there to do a job.
Right. They're working.
This person came to her place of work. It was actually a shared workspace. Right. This photographer working on the field. She's on the field.
On the sideline. It's crazy.
And he gropes her.
Crazy.
And then she doesn't know how to handle it.
Crazy. No, these women deserve so much more.
I wanted to fucking find this guy and burn him at the stake. And at one point they're like, well, he's never allowed back in the stadium, which to me is obviously bare minimum. But then I'm thinking, okay, if the charges didn't end up going through because of a quote unquote lack of evidence, I hope that means he's still not allowed to return, because I don't give a fuck about whether or not the police are able to, like, you know, move forward into him getting prosecuted or whatever else. This man should not be back.
I hope she has a restraining order. I don't know if, like,
I don't know. I don't know how far it went.
For evidence. But I don't know what goes on.
I mean, what's going on with security?
Crazy.
Like, these women are divided up, right, during the game, because they have different teams.
They're four groups.
They're four groups. Don't forget team lead.
Four groups.
There's a lot going on. But
team lead, assistant team lead.
I know that there's, like, security when they go out, but there needs to be more security on that field.
Crazy.
They should never be in a position to be interacting with the photographer.
And there's so many people on that sideline. Like, the fact that no one could see. Like, there's so many people. But I don't know. It's crazy.
I'm so proud of her for saying something. I'm so proud of her for wanting to make sure that he is punished. I feel terribly for her that charges weren't able, that something happened with, like, potential charges. I absolutely believe her 1000% with what happened. I'm thankful she was surrounded by women who understood the gravity of this and did not minimize it in any way.
Oh, yeah.
And that it also opened up more further storytelling about, again, the sacrifice that these women go through. They should not be sacrificing their bodies in that way. Definitely not their security or safety. And P.S., if you're dealing with fucking possible stalkers, people putting air tags and touching you without your consent, pay them a livable wage.
Literally. Pay them an ounce more, not even, like, pay
them
a livable wage.
$60,000.
Start at a livable wage, because let's say, okay, so tryouts start in April. Fine. If you make it to training camp, that's 8 weeks starting in the summer. So that's all and it's all football season goes. They go through Christmas because they still do, like, even if the Cowboys aren't in the Super Bowl, they do like Christmas games. Football ends what? Super Bowl is like in February, but they're still like doing stuff. And then that's what, and then auditions start again in April. So what, like, that's 9 months out of the year, right? Is that 9 months?
I don't know.
Whatever. No. Pay that. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of months. It's a lot of months to be dedicating yourself fully to this. And if someone who, and also, mind you, in those off months, they're taking classes, they're training. It's like, it's the same exact thing as a football player who is training on the off season to play in the full season. Like, it's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. You can't tell me it's not. I'm not like that. They're doing the same exact thing. And a lot of those football players are sitting on the bench. And those girls are not. There's 36 girls and there's no alternates. They don't do alternates, mind you. So no one is sitting on the bench. All 36 of them, sometimes 37, are up there.
Sometimes 37. Unless you're petite. In which case it's 36.
They did take 37 one year, but Charlotte shut that down this year.
Because she was just too petite for the team.
Crazy. Maybe Justice Ferrari.
Maybe you should have had a little bit of a conversation, put that online.
Or maybe put a minimum height requirement. Yeah. Ugh, Justice for Ari. She seems very happy, though. She's cheering for the Miami Dolphins.
I love it for
now.
Her.
And she dated Kendall, who's on Love Island.
Wild. I want to see.
Crazy.
I need to see both of them on Watch What Happens Live. And they should not be bartending.
I want to see them in the hot seat.
Second chair, you know, first, that's overly optimistic. And sure, they'd probably be bartending. But like, I want to see these women shine. And I do, you know, I like pulled out of my
Put Reese in the second chair. See what happens.
Oh, no, Reese's. I don't think she's coming to New York. She's still trying to figure out what an iced tea is like. She is a godly woman, and we love that for her. But
have a Starbucks refresher.
It's okay. You're going to have a venti iced tea, and we're going to sit with you in holy prayer, and you're going to do great. I started taking Hormone Harmony because when it's that time of the month, I truly do not feel like myself. Starting about a week and a half before, I get the wildest cravings, bloating, exhaustion like no other, and now it's easier than ever to manage PMS and menopause because of Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony supports hormonal balance and regulation, which for me is a biggie. It relieves symptoms of menopause, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, and improves sleep quality. Alexis and John's engagement is keeping me up at night, so thank goodness for Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AndysGirls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code AndysGirls for 15% off today. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build your own perfect clothes with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I am so thankful to Armoire because I was in a genuine pickle last weekend. I was rushing to New Jersey, shout out NJ, the Garden State, not hunting for new housewives, but going to a friend's baby shower, and I had literally nothing to wear. So thank goodness for Armoire. I opened my bag from Armoire, grabbed this beautiful, bright lime green Sachin and Bobby midi dress, and it fit like a glove, and it saved me all of that extra stress.
There are so many benefits to Armoire. You always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. It's sustainable. You no longer have to feel bad about only wearing an outfit once. And Armoire is women-founded and women-led. Right now, AGs can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/andysgirls. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/andysgirls, to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Ever feel like you're too busy watching a beloved Bravo marathon to eat healthy? Meal kits from Sunbasket are the perfect solution. Like spicy chicken tinga tacos with black beans and pico de gallo, which I got to make and enjoy this week. I was able to swap in a vegan substitute for the chicken and had one of those dishes I will remember. Unlike Padmalakshmi, I am not a top chef. Sunbasket is so easy. It comes with super easy to follow directions. And if I can do it and love doing it in the people's kitchen, so can you. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home. Try it for 4 weeks and see how your clean eating can change the way you feel. And Sunbasket can fit my lifestyle and many more, including Mediterranean, carb conscious, vegetarian, keto-friendly, gluten-free, diabetes-friendly, and more. And as I did, it's super easy to customize recipes to meet your exact needs. I don't feel constricted by looking at vegan or vegetarian only. Sunbasket makes it possible to eat your best your way. You can swap red meat for chicken or turkey, or like me, swap in a vegan protein. Plus, Sunbasket offers pre-made meals, delicious single-serving meals that are ready to eat in less than 5 minutes, which is just around a commercial break from RHOC. There's something for every health journey, mine included, and every busy lifestyle. It's easy to use Sunbasket to achieve your kind of healthy. Go to sunbasket.com/andysgirls today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/andysgirls to save $120 across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order.
I think that they should be paid. Like, I was just pulling like 60, 70K out of my ass. They should be paid six figures.
Yeah, well,
100%.
But, yeah, I mean, what's the minimum? Like, a starting wage is like nowadays. I feel like at corporate jobs, it's like crazy what it used to be.
I'm gonna feel terrible about myself.
No, I heard. No, the other day I saw something. It's like people who like are graduating from college now and getting new jobs. Like starting wages like are around. They're over 100K.
Yeah, I'm sure. I thought it would, yeah, so. I feel terrible.
Like.
Yeah.
That's minimum.
Well, we're both in our early 20s, so
yeah, I mean, as someone who just graduated
100%, so you know, I'm catching up.
Yeah, that's what's catching going up on in our world, Gen Z world.
Mm-hmm. Is that where we are? Yeah.
Z. Yes,
the end of Z. The alphabet. Okay, because it's the end of humanity. So
there we go.
We're gonna get into double letters soon enough. It is, they deserve to be, I mean, it's like, how many times can you say it? They deserve to be paid. And also now this is a new stream of income with having a goddamn Netflix show.
They,
you know,
better have been paid for those appearances. I'll scream.
Oh, what? Like the,
like for filming.
Press appearances?
No, for filming.
I think they probably get paid what you get paid when you're on.
Because like if you're doing a confessional.
Right. But like, you know how people on, for example, Love Island or other shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have
you get
that
like
minimum,
a little.
I don't know if it's like the SAG, whatever, where it's like $1,000.
Okay.
A week
so
or
fine.
It's
fine,
like,
fine.
It's you're not getting anywhere near what you deserve for being talent on a TV show, let alone talent on a squad.
Well, we know the reality reckoning, Bethany Frankel.
Well, I mean, why don't cheerleaders unionize? Yeah, not just the ones on TV.
Let's unionize, girls.
Unionize the cheerleaders.
Justice for the cheerleaders.
Genuinely justice for the cheerleaders.
I'm not messing around.
We do need to have a little bit of a conversation.
I'm scared.
Just to pivot a little bit.
I'm so scared.
Because you watch the show. I really genuinely don't remember anybody specifically. The fact that I remember Kelly is like a fucking miracle. So I don't remember anybody from old seasons of the show. But we definitely watch a journey on this Netflix show with a young lady.
Oh my God.
Named Victoria.
Our queen. So I watched her on making the team. So she was on it.
That's very important.
The first year she tried out, she was 18 years old.
Jesus.
Which is the first time you can try out. And obviously she's a legacy, as we've met her mother throughout the Netflix show. And I'm just so happy that she's a local now. For us.
She has since moved to New York.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. Okay, sorry.
No, please. She declined the opportunity to be a fifth year or to audition for her fifth year and has now moved to New York City, which I will remind you is a different state than the one that her mom currently lives in, hopefully. Her mom did not move with her and is auditioning or planning to audition to be a Rockette.
I am overjoyed. Let me know when tickets go on sale for the Christmas Spectacular.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
I will be there with bells on. I truly believe that the Rockettes is her style. Mm-hmm. I think she'll make it to the, not to the nose kicks, to the eye level kicks. Or no, they do to the eye level, not to the forehead.
Is that even physically possible?
Sorry, the DCC kicks to the forehead.
No.
The Rockettes kick to the, like, kick to their nose.
Oh, wow. So they're just relaxing, frankly.
Yeah, so DCC is here. Rockettes are like...
Like anything knee plus is a miracle. Anyway,
So I truly hope that this is her calling. I feel like it is. And I feel like she's going to be very happy here. I hope she makes the Rockettes. I hope she dabbles in the Broadway.
Mm.
I would love to see her Broadway, off Broadway, whatever. Mm-hmm. I hope she takes some classes at Broadway Dance Center.
Yeah.
And if she does, I'll perhaps consider signing up again. Mm-hmm. So that's
steps on Broadway.
Yeah. Let's go, girls.
Let's take a tap class.
I'm so happy for Victoria.
She is one of those personalities. So I don't remember her from the original series. And I definitely hadn't seen her when she was on in the later seasons. But when the camera first focused on her, I was like, who's this bitch? Like, she just came across to me as...
In her twin bed.
Surrounded by stuffed animals that are DCC themed. She came across to me as someone who was like a little obnoxious, had a little bit of an ego, did not seem as friendly with the women as, you know, others on the team were. And then I got to see Victoria for who she is. Maybe that is a part of who she is, but she's also a different communicator. I think she has just a genuinely, like, a sort of, she speaks a different social language than other women on the team. She is in, to me, this is not me dragging her mother, a very unhealthy, toxic relationship with her mom, where it is expected from her mom or just from their family or unit or whatever, that she continues her mom's dreams, that she is seen as successful in the way that her mom is, that she should be put in leadership positions because she deserves it, ... because she is her mother's daughter, because she has worked, ... because she and her mom have worked. There's some weird energy between her and Kelly, her and Judy. It leads up to this final meeting where the, you know, at this point, the vets, people who've made the team, go into a room with Judy and, did I just call her Judy?
Kelly and Judy.
Kelly and Judy, where they get to hang their costume because nobody gets to keep anything related to their uniform. Another weird situation. You have to hang your uniform on this rack, which means you're staying, or this rack, which means you're going. And Victoria had seemingly a list of questions / grievances before she made the decision of whether she was going to stay or go, including, can you sort of guarantee me or let me know if I'm going to have a leadership role because she deserves it? It's just some of this stuff, she's saying these things. Oh, you can't tell me that. Well, I'm going to work harder than ever. Where it's like, at what point are you making the choice to do this because you want to?
Right.
Versus feel like you're expected or a bad daughter, bad woman, potentially, bad citizen of the universe, if you say this is not a good fit.
Yeah. No, it was hard to watch, but she really, like, she was in there for a while talking to them, or so it seemed on the show. And when she hung up her uniform saying she was, spoiler alert, coming back. And then afterwards at the final, like, dinner, the DCC dinner, said that she was not coming back, decided against it. And I'm really proud of her for making that decision because Kelly, and also Kelly and Judy couldn't give her a straight answer. Like, you can't tell someone whether, like, you don't know yet. You have to see the crop of people who's coming back. Like, that's a decision that you have to respect for them. But I think it was the right decision for her in not coming back. Like tenfold. Like she was not, it wasn't fulfilling her anymore. And I think it's great that she made that decision.
I was so happy for her. I was so proud of her. I think, you know, there's a conversation about the fact that she took time off after being part of the team. Yeah. She took essentially like a year or so off, I think.
Yeah.
And it was because she was dealing with some mental health challenges.
Yeah.
She also discusses difficulties and a lot of anxiety associated with having an eating disorder.
Yes.
She talks about how that is impacted by her time on the team. And, you know, there's something that Kat talks about, because Kat, again, who is a former DCC, talks about the fact that she felt she's a good friend of Victoria's and felt like Victoria was never happier than during that time that she had off, where she felt like she had freedom, she had space, she had a chance to breathe. And then you just think about this person who's dealing with a lot, who's dealing with challenges, the stress of this, wanting to be seen as enough, pretty enough, talented enough. Your mom is telling you your 50% is everyone else's 100. It's just this very odd, toxic cycle.
Yeah.
And then she feels like she has to return to this, or maybe she wants to return to this, but she doesn't seem happy doing it. And there's nothing more awkward than watching someone who is not happy feeling the pressure of having to perform happiness and then getting criticized for not being quote unquote good enough at seeming truly joyful or whatever. That is very tough to watch.
Yeah, it was hard to watch. Anytime they would like zoom in on her when they said she like wasn't connecting with the other girls, I'm like, I literally wanted to crawl away. But no, it's hard to watch. But I hope that she is truly happy now. I wonder what neighborhood she's living in, honestly.
I know, we need to find that out. Not in an AirTag kind of way.
Yeah, no. Sorry, I meant like, is she a West Village girl? Yeah. Is she, maybe she's living in Hoboken.
She could be.
Wait, maybe I'll see her on the ferry.
Maybe she's a Jersey City
Maybe she's
lady.
A Jersey gal. But no, I'm very excited for this new chapter of her life. And I hope she is, you know, I think it was the right decision. It was the right decision. And it must have been hard all those years. I mean, when she was 18 trying out, she was like a baby. And then, yes, she took a year off. And on those earlier seasons, it was a lot of back and forth about her weight. Like, that was hard to watch. It was a lot. Like, it was a lot to watch. So I think this is the right move for her.
And to see her come back and be really, really regimented about food.
It's a lot. Yeah.
And then they're talking to her about needing to have fuel. Are you fueling yourself?
The fuel.
And it's like, you know, it's complicated. Then she has this birthday dinner, which I'm closing my eyes.
I can't talk about it because if I talk about And did I go watch the TikTok after? Yes, I did. I wanted to see the end result.
Can you send me that video? I'm going to put it on the social graphic.
Yeah, I wanted to see it.
For this episode,
I needed to see it. I was like, well, what was the fuck?
Oh, that's so smart. I'm not on TikTok. I'm not a talker.
Oh, my God. Okay, I was like, well, what was...
Was it good?
What was the final product?
Was it sad?
It was. All of the above. I'll send it to you.
Because the thing of it is, it's like this Grey Gardens-esque moment of a birthday party, and it's like, we don't know as viewers what we're about to watch. Everything's very colorful. There's the balloons, a lot of pink, this like Marie Antoinette, meaning the movie style birthday cake, very fancy, very kind of twee, feminine, princessy, whatever. And then you realize, it hits you, that this young woman turning 24, 25, whatever it is.
Probably, yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Is celebrating her birthday with her mother. It's giving Mean Girls. It's giving Amy Poehler with the video camera. It's giving an awful lot. And they're just celebrating their birthday. And she's not sure if she's going to have any cake, if she can have cake.
No, if I think about it, like, I honestly will start crying. Like,
it was the saddest. It's one of the saddest things I've seen.
And I have so, like, obviously that's like how it was, the two of them. That's how she grew up. Like, obviously they have a very close relationship, and it's not, you know, I mean, not knocking like a mother-daughter relationship. I love my mom. We're not like that. I think if my mom had to film a TikTok of me, she would jump off the Empire State Building, but that's, you know, our relationship. But I think this move to New York will be really good for them, and I hope they develop a healthier relationship. But again, I'm on the outside looking in. I'm not, who am I to judge as I sit here judging? But no, I all I can say is how happy I am that she's moved to New York.
And that there's some distance. I mean, I wonder, there is this tension. I just felt a tension with like Kelly and Victoria, Judy and Victoria.
There has to be beef. And I don't like with Kelly and Judy and Victoria's mom. Like, because who did they, I think Kelly and Victoria's mom cheered together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel tension between them for some reason.
I mean, the fact that this young girl has known Kelly her entire life and then she's like, this is the boss lady. I really don't know.
That must be so hard. Like, I don't.
We need to unpack that. I don't know how we're going to because Victoria's not going to be back. But like, something's up. But I also, I wonder how Kelly and Judy are reacting to the fact that I think that there has been a pretty significant audience response in support of Victoria.
Yeah, there definitely has been.
I wonder how they feel not only about that possible criticisms or people talking about the tension, but also her being really open and talking about living with and experiencing anxiety, the living with an eating disorder, the additional pressure and complications specifically because of the universe of DCC and that environment. I wonder what their feelings are about this being so public.
Yeah.
Because it's a, to me, much more complicated. You can pull out of this whatever the fuck you want. If you want to watch a show and have it feel fluffy and light, you're going to find that with this show.
Yeah.
You can say, oh, some of this is like complicated, whatever, and still live in,
like, glaze over it. It's
you
not
totally
like,
can. You have every right to, like with any other show that you're watching. But there is more room here to really swim in the darkness and like negativity of aspects about this. And I just wonder, because Victoria's story is the vehicle to tell a lot of that, I just wonder how much, God forbid, blame she's getting from people because she was open and honest.
Yeah. I mean, and I hope she's not, because there was like there was other like things that came to light through other girls in the series. So I hope, or in the show. But honestly, like, she didn't do anything wrong. She's just telling, you know, what happened to her. So I hope she's not taking any blame to heart. And who knows? Maybe she talks to Kelly and Judy every day. Who knows? Like, maybe she's like, yeah, I'm having a great time. And you like, who the fuck knows? But anyway.
And yeah, also tension with the, I mean, I call them a cast, but like team, squad, whatever.
It's hard to.
Because I think that like there's a little bit of stuff there. When I did a quick Google before we started recording in 1992, I did a little, and thank you so much again, I did a little Google, and it was like cast members respond to criticism about the fact that like that she wasn't, that there was nobody at the birthday. They said that they weren't told about the birthday.
Oh, yeah.
That they celebrated her by decorating her locker, which is a eternal team activity.
Like tradition,
tradition, and that they didn't know, and had they known, they would have shown up. And that the response is like, oh yeah, well, they were told maybe that day that there was going to be filming, or maybe because filming was happening, she was saying there was a party later on. The thing about the birthday scene is like, I don't know if they were expecting other people. It was not clear to me as a viewer if they were expecting other people to show up to celebrate her birthday, or if it was just her and her mom. I thought it was just her and her mom, made me feel super fucking sad.
I didn't even think that there was a situation in which other girls were invited and didn't show up. I didn't think that was a thing.
Same.
Because like I never thought of that. Also, because whoever it was, Kelsey's engagement party, like obviously Victoria was invited. Victoria was there.
Right.
So it's like clearly when they do these things, everyone comes, everyone's invited, and everyone shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So I had just assumed that that wasn't a thing. And that was just like their mother-daughter celebration. Like, I did not, it didn't cross my mind once that someone, they would have been invited and didn't show up for some reason. And maybe that's naive of me. I was like, oh, this is just like a mother-daughter thing. That's interesting.
It felt like they put a lot of effort into those decorations. And I don't know if that was for the TikTok or to make up for the fact that it was just the two of them or some sort of combination.
I can't even, if I think about that too long,
It was the darkest, bleakest, wild. It was
can't touch
so
that.
I cannot describe because I was like mouth fully open, could not believe what I was watching.
Yeah.
Could not believe it.
I'll send you the TikTok though. Throw it a like for sure.
Please. I'm going to add it to the social grid. I mean, there's so much to unpack. I feel like we've only just begun. There needs to be a second season, no?
I hope so. I truly, truly hope so. So right now it's training camp.
Right.
Happening. So I, if anyone at Netflix
in real time
can confirm that they're filming, I just need to know that they're, if they're filming, that's all I need to know. Cause if I know cameras are up, I'll buckle up and wait.
Also, what was the name of the orthodontist who I was obsessed with?
What?
The name of the orthodontist, the dentist who didn't make it.
Oh, Anisha?
Oh my God. So she,
I was like, what, are we still talking about DCC? I was like, come again?
I forget. She's in the teeth
industry. I think
industry.
She was, she's like 33 or 30. I'm obsessed with her.
I just want to shout her out. Yes. Wanted it for her. Her kicks
so bad.
Just didn't land
they
on the moon or whatever.
To
how high
the forehead. That's
they
what
to
it
the
was.
Forehead, but I loved her. She was, you know, Kelsey's my number one, but like
I love
I
Anisha.
Really, really, really Anisha, loved Anisha. Anisha. I think it's Anisha. And I just wanted to shout her out because
love
she
her.
Was to me. And again, this is someone who's working as a doctor in the teeth and mouth field. And then at night, and she's like practicing her steps in her like doctor ensemble and fixing teeth and shit. Yeah. And like then she's going at night.
In her doctor costume.
That's literally what I think. Like the coat.
In her doctor uniform. In her little costume.
Just to say, like, these women are.
It's incredible.
It's
like,
incredible.
It's
and
incredible.
What they're juggling. Wouldn't a billion-dollar industry just want to make this a little easier? They are so fortunate that because of the generations of women who've given themselves over to this, that they have such a huge name recognition where they know they don't have to. And unfortunately, because there's no union that can protect these women, it's not a question of do they want it. It's a question of do I have the moral and hopefully, unfortunately, not legal obligation to pay these women something in the arena of what they deserve.
Right. No, I 100%. And then I don't think Anisha, I was looking at everyone's Instagrams. I think that was like, she just tried out. She's not trying out again.
Yeah, I don't.
But you know who is trying out again? Kelly from Weehawken.
Brunette Kelly.
Did she
keep the hair dark?
She kept the hair dark.
Good for
because,
her.
Because
she knew.
The DCC Instagram posted like all the girls' solos and she had dark hair. And it just, I'm rooting for her. I'm really,
really
rooting for Kelly
really
from Weehawken.
And her parents, what they sacrificed.
Oh my
the
God.
Divorce and
yeah,
everything.
I'm rooting for her. I really hope she gets it.
Shout out
that's
Kelly.
It. Shout out Kelly from Weehawken.
All right. And Victoria, if you're listening, and I really, truly hope for your mental health, you don't have a Google alert, would love to have you on Taking It Personally.
Yeah.
You are our neighbor.
When is her birthday? Because I want to go out with her on her birthday.
We should go out with her on her birthday.
I want to take
we'll
her out to dinner.
Cake.
Oh,
we'll
my
bring
God.
A pink cake.
We'll do it at the Polo Bar. How fun would that be?
That's a little expensive for me.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm just trying to make it special for her.
No, it should be. And it should be special for us. Victoria, maybe we'll try to slide into your DMs. And
I want to take Victoria, we're going out on your birthday.
We want to celebrate you and hear more off the record and just be here and be in your New York City friend circle. And we're both fun gals.
Yeah. Like I have a dog. It's fun. Like you could hang out with Pippa and me.
You have the dance background. I went to school for musical theater performance.
It's perfect.
Had to take mandatory dance classes. The head of the program at one point said, like, sweetie, we both knew. It's just not meant to be. I would get cut before the dance call because I would, like, when it came to professional auditioning, be like, this isn't going to work out. Let's go to brunch. Like, it just,
like we got to go.
I can't. It's, there's your skill set. I'm not a triple threat. I'm a, hopefully, optimistically, double threat. And that's a lot, but that's not triple. So,
please, who among us is a triple threat these days?
Unfortunately, many people.
Not
I.
That's for sure.
Many people.
I'm like
are.
Half a threat.
It's just, it's so hard. And one of my biggest, worst fears is dancing in public. It's, I have no problem with so much that other
dance
people find
like no
terrifying.
One's watching.
I do dance like no one's watching. It's just called sitting down.
I
don't
I hope
dance
you dance.
Because nobody's watching. I don't hope
and
I dance.
And I hope
I'm like
you
Love
never
is Blind.
Feel the...
I'm not Leanne Womacking.
Thank you. You know, I was trying to sing the rest of the song.
Bliss and what was his name? Zach? Did I make that up? Bliss
what?
And... Oh, spoiler alert. That was a big part of a
season. Oh, I didn't watch that season.
They spent all of their music budget, of which they have $0, to ensure that that song was played. And oh my God, that journey for them. Anyway, listen, Christine, what's a DCC phrase? Go team?
A Thunderstruck girl. I don't know. You know, they say, oh, she's not a Thunderstruck girl. We're Thunderstruck girls.
We are spiritually.
I hope. Oh, wait. No, this is behind a paywall. Or no, it's not.
No, that's fine. I think it's like, no, I think that's fine. That's like radio after like 10 seconds.
As if.
And that's
as
actual music. That's not humming.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not recognize the song?
Now
I'm sorry. Is AC/DC going to sue us?
Someone posted it on Instagram stories, God forbid, about something unrelated to DCC. And it was like my body. Like I just like jerked up. Because I was like,
no, if you hear da-na-na-na-na. And I immediately like.
I need to watch that clip again.
When they hand the thing and then their hair flips up.
It's so good.
I wish that was a video recording.
I want their hips to remain in place, but like whole in the backs and the it's whatever. But like hamstrings and everything else has been damaged. But holy when they go on the fucking field. Shit. It is so. Because that's a wild thing is like. You don't see these moments. You see these women like
crazy
in 700 degree heat being told they need to practice 8 more times when they actually go out and perform and you know all of their names and like their astrological symbols.
I'm a fan of them. If I saw one of them on the street, Kelsey, like I would literally be like, oh my God, you're a DCC.
Kelsey.
I'd be like, I would be starstruck.
Kelsey, who is taking care of a severely disabled Kelsey young girl,
is a queen.
And she's when they say name one thing that you did today and she's talking about like working on a trachea. I can't even talk. A ventilator. Like it's
and
just.
And then Reese said she went to Starbucks.
Can't do it. Not going to go
near. I'm not going there.
You're sure the best.
We love her.
I saw her wedding photos. She's married and he's happy power washing. And praise we wish them the best.
B. I actually like praise B. She's stunning.
Yeah. Yep. And she is, and if we see her again, which Lord knows we will.
She's going to be a group leader in the next 3 years for sure.
Absolutely.
She's going to be point of the triangle for sure.
100%. And I just want to see more of her interactions. And maybe, you know, maybe she lives life in honeymoon period and we love that. But like, let's see a little bit more.
I mean, even Kelly said it. Kelly goes, I want to see her get angry. I was like, me too. I would love to see her just like yell.
But also when they're trying on their costumes and then it's like these women are never not under hot water. And it's like she's asking them like, you know, did you convert with your significant other? What are your thoughts on AI? And then Reese is saying like he's the first person I ever dated. And Kelly's answer is good.
Good.
I was like, Kelly.
Kelly. Good. Yeah. And then, oh my God, no, when Kelly goes, when they meet him and she's like, wow, he looks a lot different than I expected. I was like, Kelly, keep your mouth fucking shut. You said Alabama like football. I was like, Kelly. Kelly's going into dangerous waters.
I just want to make clear for the record that I love Kelly.
No, Kelly Finglass could run me over with a car and I would say thank you.
I followed her immediately. I followed her. I followed Victoria.
Kelly Finglass, like the way she walks. She has the best posture.
She does.
And she, with that hairdo.
Oh my God. I'm going to watch it again tonight.
She is just.
Sorry about
the powerhouse. I have respect. And yeah, of course, she said some things in the past. Who among us hasn't?
But also, don't hate the player, hate the
game.
She's
trying to uphold.
I know you can do both, but yes. Like, no, hate Charlotte.
She's trying to uphold a standard that was thrust upon
her.
So
she's. And has she made it worse?
Who's to say?
I can say.
Like, I'm not saying.
But also, she's in a really tough system here.
Yeah. It's not her. It's the system.
She cares about these girls.
It's the system.
And also, part of that system of perfection is to just pay these women more.
Just pay them more. And then I'm.
Treat them better, too. Also, that's also separate, but together with payment. But also.
Wait.
Tell me.
Can we talk about one more thing?
Yeah.
When she yelled at Klein about the Christmas ornament?
Oh.
Did your skin? I wanted to. My skin crawled away.
Okay, wait. Before we get into that, I just want to shout out the driver, Kevin.
James, oh my God! Michael. Oh my God! Oh my God!
I hope he's okay. I have Googled. I forgot his name. I'm so sorry, to that gentleman. But he is an angel.
Praying for him.
And when he
and his
cried
family.
When they visited him,
no,
I cried.
Praying for him and his family.
Praying for his family. I hope that whatever he wants to do in life, he is doing. He's a wonderful person.
Wonderful man.
Wonderful.
God
person.
Bless.
Circling back, the ornament thing was confusing to me because she then said after the fact the cheerleader, so Kelly said to this cheerleader, she sort of did a circle of shame of like, you guys aren't being the lovely women
or that, like you're not thinking of, like it's like someone who's like not thinking about the environment that they're in. Right. And like you're just saying something when realizing like Judy's under a lot of pressure. Don't ask her about your Christmas ornament right before game time.
Right.
Which like if someone said that to me, like if I did that and then that was and someone disciplined me in for I would be like my I was embarrassed.
And one of the worst things you can do in DCC is to like not be a kind, generous, I was lovely
legitimately
woman.
Like yeah. I wanted my throat was in my stomach. My skin crawled away. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, that's so embarrassing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But you could tell she was like really broken up about it.
And then I think her thing was like, I didn't mean it in that way. Like, right. Maybe she was just looking for her. Right. Ornament.
And like said it in passing. Wait, Judy, where's mine? I'm sure. But no. That made me so I wanted to die. I was like, no, I can't watch this.
Incredible television.
Anyway, yeah.
Incredible television. So you can watch, I need to stop calling it Making the Band. You can watch this
America's Sweethearts, Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders.
On Netflix now, season one streaming. We just want to shout out all of those ladies and also our favorite driver. Yes. And Christine, thanks so much for coming on Tip. Here's a tip. This show was great.
Thank you for having me. And we love you, Victoria.
We love you, Victoria. Can you tell the tippers, also known as AGs, where they can follow you on social?
You can follow me on Instagram at Christine Biancavilla, which just try to spell it out.
Do the best you can.
Just do what you can.
It'll be on the episode title. Just,
like, you'll find it. Figure it out.
Use
context clues.
You're going to do a great job.
Deductive reasoning, and you'll find it.
You know, fuel yourself, and then you'll be able to have the energy to search
my name on Instagram.
You can find me on IG and Threads at Dame Galley. Christine is going to send me that video, which I am so nervous
Victoria's
to watch.
10 out of 10 TikTok.
10 out of 10 birthday TikTok with her mom, equal combination, Great Gardens and Amy Poehler in Mean Girls. And I am excited / very nervous to see it. And also just everyone pray for me. I am going to catch up on Love Island US. Please do not send me spoilers. But I also understand that it is my fault and
you
my responsibility.
Mute my
that
stories.
Well, you and Hollaback cards have really made my life and Face Reality 16 have made my life a little difficult. But that is my cross to bear because I'm the one that decided to stay on social and be behind a cultural moment. So that's not the fault of content creators. That is my fault as a viewer. And I am going to fuel myself and then I'm going to watch the 1700. And then again, much like a credit card minimum, it keeps growing. The balance keeps growing. So I really am going to catch up because it's important and I need to go to Villa Rosa Diamonds and Rose and love.
Perfect.
And what's the room called when they have sex maybe or don't?
The Hideaway.
Hideaway. Have we gotten to that?
We have.
Oh my God.
One couple went.
I literally said one couple went. That's too much information. We have to leave immediately
sorry.
Before
no
I go
one,
more. No one went.
Just one person went alone.
And it was probably the announcer. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening and we will chat with you soon. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.